Chapter 8, I Am Content, Living Content. It's good to have dreams and goals. We should be stretching our faith, believing for something bigger. But here's the key. While we're waiting for things to change, waiting for promises to come to pass, we shouldn't be discontent where we are. Maybe you're believing to have a baby, believing for a new house, believing to get married. That's great, but don't go the next 5 years discontent being single, discontent with the house you have, discontent with not having a child. Learn to enjoy the season that you're in. Being unhappy, frustrated, wondering if something is ever going to change is not going to make it happen any sooner. When we're discontent, we're dishonoring God. We're so focused on what we want that we're taking for granted what we have. The right attitude is, God, I'm believing for a new house, but in the meantime, I'm happy with the house I have. I'm believing to get married, but in the meantime, I'm content being single. I'm believing for a better job, but I'm happy with the job I have right now. The Apostle Paul said, I have learned how to be content, whether I'm abased or abounding, whether I have plenty or whether I'm in need. Notice he had to learn to be content. Doesn't happen automatically. It's a choice we have to make. And being content doesn't mean that we don't want to change, that we give up on our dreams, we settle where we are. It means we're not fighting everything. We're not frustrated. We're trusting God's timing. We know he's working behind the scenes, and at the right time, he will get us to where we're supposed to be. I've found some situations will not change until we change. As long as we're frustrated, stressed out, thinking, why is this taking so long? Why am I still dealing with this problem? Why is my husband still aggravating me? But if God has us in a situation, we must need to be there. He's going to use it to do a work in us. When we're content, we're growing. We're developing character. Our faith is being strengthened. You don't grow as much in the good times when everything is going your way. You grow when there's pressure. You feel like being sour, but you choose to be happy. You could easily complain, but you say, Lord, thank you for another great day. All your dreams haven't come to pass, but you choose to enjoy the season that you're in. That's passing the test. That's what allows God to go to work. Instead of trying to change the situation, let it change you. There's something wrong if we're always discontented. I don't like my job. I'm tired of this apartment. These kids get on my nerves. When is my business ever going to grow? That's going to keep you where you are. God's plan for our life is not to just make us comfortable, but to grow us up, to mature us so he can release more of his favor. You may not like where you are, but you wouldn't be there unless God had a purpose for it. Make sure you pass the test.